So here we are with Reverend Philip New from the Church of Scotland and Sister Marion O'Sullivan, Dominican sister, and we're here in Wicklow in the Ecology Centre, and we're here to talk about the work that you're doing. You've given some talks today, Philip, isn't that right? What were those talks on? Would you like to share that with us?
The talks have been focusing on what we refer to as Celtic spirituality. This is a modern term, but we use it to refer to some distinctive characteristics of the early Christian period in the Celtic lands of Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Cornwall, and so on. Distinctive features that set off Celtic spirituality from a lot of the sort of imperial inheritance of Christianity from the Mediterranean. And one of those distinctive characteristics is a sense of the sacredness of the earth. And as we're digging into the treasure of this ancient way of seeing, we're trying to bring some of this insight to the important work of healing today. And that's what makes the connection between Celtic spirituality and the vision of the Ecology Centre very committed to the work of transformation in relation to healing the earth.
So is that healing the earth or healing people or both?
Well, I think a big part of it is healing the human soul, or enabling us or freeing us again to get in touch with the deep energies for healing that are within us. And of course it is not within our capacity to heal the earth. It is, however, within our capacity to give the earth space and time to do the healing work that the earth is capable of.
The church would claim that it is a healing service and a healing ministry among many other purposes for which it exists. But our purpose here in Wicklow, it's an ecology centre, which ecology means awareness or knowledge about our home, the planet. And so our particular concern is our human relationship with our planet Earth, and that it become a really healthy or healing relationship rather than an abusive or just using the Earth as material for our needs. We need to be in a positive relationship, something that will sustain itself into the future as well.
There's a relationship between some of what new science, and by new science I'm really referring to the way in which science increasingly is aware of the interrelationship of all things and of humanity's interrelationship with the earth. So for centuries we have been seeing ourselves and seeing the earth as somehow essentially in different categories. And part of what's happening now is that we are remembering that we are of the earth, and therefore what is most cherished in us and between us and our relationship, such things as memory and attentive caring for one another and affirmation and love for one another, these are not just human energies. These are energies that are deeply within the body of the earth as well. And we are a particular manifestation, a unique manifestation of that. But so is every species. Every species carries within itself a unique manifestation of sacred energies of God that are deep within the matter of the universe. The interpretation of those words from the book of Genesis in which creation is seen as somehow being placed at the disposal of humanity. My reading of that text is that to place humanity in a type of lordship over creation, that what that involves is understanding more deeply what lordship is about. And certainly within the Christian tradition, lordship is understood in terms of the radical humility of Jesus. So not in the sense lording ourselves over the earth, but in fact being given responsibility to be in relationship with the earth and being given responsibility to grow in a sort of dignified servanthood of the well-being of the earth.
So you see it as a point of service, leading perhaps through service to the world that's around us, is it? And maybe to the people around us, I don't know.
I think there are different ways of looking at our relationship, our human relationship with the earth, and lordship is one of them, and in the sense that we actually own it and we feel we are the only species that have rights. I think many people would interpret it that way. And then recently, and this is wonderful, a development towards we are stewards of the earth, but that still gives us, as it were, the right to look after the earth. But perhaps the right way is kinship, where we acknowledge that we are related to everything that exists and we are just part of the community of life. And then that brings us to an awareness and a memory that the mystics, people like Francis of Assisi, they were always aware that we belonged with the whole community of life and we were just one of them.
You would see it that there's a biological context, but it goes beyond that. There's an actual spiritual context to that biology.
Certainly, certainly. There is, we belong, we are Earth, basically. We are an expression of Earth. We are the Earth become conscious, aware of itself. We're conscious. All beings have consciousness, but humans have consciousness, a self-consciousness. And so we are aware of who we are in relation to the Earth.